This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Salt is here, Noni Hazelhurst.
Pepper's not, but sauce is.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
I'm going to be sauce tonight.
You're a bit saucy.
I'm always saucy,
You're quite
Serena.
Saucy, my love. It is 6 minutes past seven. Thank you to the amazing Maddie T for his impeccable news headline that we always do enjoy. The dulcet tones of him. Really?
Yes, he's very good. I quite enjoyed doing it myself.
I know,
you're feeling
a bit left out, aren't you?
Sidelined.
Oh, is that because you haven't done any training in radio?
Must be, yes.
Gosh.
I guess my months at 702 and 774 just weren't acceptable.
Possibly, my love, possibly. Look, you know, you will live with the pain and move on.
I will,
okay. Big show tonight. It's the last show. And, you know, you and I are moving on to new things, which is really exciting. Salt and Pepper has had a 2.5-year run, which is fabulous.
Yes, we've enough of the, what do you call those dispensers? Salt and Pepper dispensers?
Yes.
Grinder.
Oh, grinder.
Hello. Not onto that already, are we?
Oh, my God. We've got Matt, our gay man,
1 minute in and we've got up to grinder already.
Absolutely. He's
honestly,
wanting to
Matt.
Talk about the things that rhyme with rock.
There's no stopping him.
There's no stopping him. Honestly. Shock. Honestly, he is just like a cat on a hot tin roof.
I want people to call up and talk to us.
Well, yeah, we should. This is a shout out. You can send us an SMS on 0427 Joy949. You could call the lovely Gordon on the landline 1300 Joy949. If you call in, you can say hello to Noni. And you can send us an email on air at joy.org.au. And tonight we actually do, before we have some fun and some shenanigans, we do have a very important man to speak to.
Indeed, we do indeed. A retired bishop, Geoffrey Robinson, and he's going to be talking about the book that is being launched, I think, tomorrow night, and a petition that he's also launched. We won't tell you too much about it now, but it's of great interest, I think, to not only to Catholics, but to the world in general, because the issue of sexual abuse within the Catholic Church has had international coverage and needs to be addressed, and that's precisely what he's trying to do.
And we are really thrilled to have him on the show tonight for our last show, and we will be talking to him about his particular shout-out that he has for the Pope. So it promises to be a really interesting interview. So he's coming up at around about 7:15. We're creeping up to 7:10 now. So by all means, send us a message on air at joy.org.au or give Gordon a call, 1300 Joy 949.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Hello, I'm Peter Hitchener from Nine News. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Joy 94.9. I'm Serena and I'm joined by the wonderful Noni Hazelhurst. Are you still here?
I am still very much here, yes. I'm just going through my notes.
You're going
being professional.
Oh my gosh, you are so professional.
Yes.
Are you trained?
If I'd had training, I probably would do that as well, but I haven't, so I'd do it anyway.
But I'm wondering if the 5 Logies and the 4 AFIs have equipped you with a level of skill that is really quite compelling.
No, I think it's probably 11 years working for the ABC radio
station. Oh, that would be it too. And then there's that whole play school thing.
Yeah, 24 years.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look, it's 13 minutes past seven. We have had a lovely message from Matt and Shane saying, congratulations on the success of Salt and Pepper. We will miss the show. Great job, Noni, despite your lack of radio experience. Love to you and sweet success in the future. Love from Matt and Shane. Okay, we're loving their guts completely. We're creeping up to 7:15. I just want to introduce our guest.
Go ahead.
Okay, serious tone. So Bishop Geoffrey Robinson is a bishop emeritus and notable scholar with advanced degrees in theology, philosophy and canon law. From 1994 to 2003, he was part of the committee charged with coordinating the response of the Catholic Church in Australia to sexual abuse, and he has remained active in that field. In his new book, For Christ's Sake, Bishop Robinson outlines his reasoning more fully and develops an action plan to end the abuse and the poor response to victims of abuse. It is a call to the new Pope to seize the opportunity of his appointment to not only sweep the church clean, but to put his house back in order for all time. Good evening, Bishop Robinson. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Serena.
It's very nice of you to join us tonight. I believe you've just arrived in Melbourne.
I have, yes.
The book is being launched, Bishop, on Wednesday, I believe, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, yes.
What's the reason for writing it? Because I know that in 2002 you called on the then Pope, Pope John Paul II, to commission a church-wide study on clerical sexual abuse. And here we are 11 years later, and here's another book. Are you optimistic?
Well, there's been a change. There's a new Pope, and he's done a lot of very attractive things indeed. He keeps talking about a church of the poor, reaching out to all the poor of the world, and on several occasions he said that among the poor, we have to give a very high place to victims of sexual abuse within the church. So I'm hopeful that he will respond in a way that's quite different from the two popes before him.
He is known, from what I researched, Bishop Robinson, to be rather conservative in some of his views, and that's of particular relevance to our station in terms of the gay and lesbian and the transgender intersex community. Do you expect that conservatism to flow through to the way in which he responds to your book?
I can't give you any answers in advance. I mean, he is a different pope. He has a different spirit. And I'm hoping that he'll be so overwhelmed by the awfulness of the revelations of abuse that he'll just want to do something about them, and that he'll be willing to listen to the voice of so many people. I mean, that's why there's a petition going, and in the couple of weeks we've been going, we're already up to 80,000 people.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And I hope that he'll be impressed that so many Catholic people are sick to death of abuse and really want the one man who can really grab hold of it by the scruff of the neck, namely the Pope, and do something about it. So we're asking him to do nothing less than set up a council of the whole church, including lots of lay people, and look at causes, any contributing factors within the church, because look, if you're going to respond to abuse, there are three things you have to do. You have to deal with offenders. You have to reach out to victims. But then you have to do everything you can to prevent future abuse. And the only way to do that is by identifying and eradicating any and all causes, any and all contributing factors. And that's what this petition is asking for.
It's interesting that you talk about the offenders within the church. There does seem to be a history of simply relocating perpetrators of abuse within the church family. Do you see an end to that coming in terms of let's name the offenders and let's get them out of the system and out of the way of the people that they've been abusing? How do you see this playing through? Because the church typically has just moved them sideways.
I don't believe that has happened in recent years, probably in Australia in the last 20 years. If not out of virtue, then at least out of fear, just as the number of offences seems to have gone down dramatically. And I mean, if it's fear that's causing it, so be it. I mean, I'm as long as the number goes down, I don't care if it's fear that's doing it. All the more fear, the better. I'd love it to be more spiritual, higher motives, but I'll settle for fear in the meantime. And I don't really believe bishops have been moving priests to other appointments for at least 20 years now in Australia.
Bishop Robinson, you talk about tackling what you describe as moral immaturity and the celibate culture. Could you expand a little bit on those themes? Because to do that would be a fairly radical departure from the practices of the church up to now.
Yeah, at its worst, there have been people whose sense of morality comes from obeying laws and obeying superiors rather than
infallibility, in other words.
No.
Just
whatever the laws are and whatever the authority is saying, even without infallibility, mm-hmm. rather than say, looking at a case of abuse and just saying, look, I'm a human being and this is awful and I'm going to respond to it directly. Instead, some people, particularly in the past, were asking, what does the law say? What does my superior say? In other words, they weren't thinking for themselves. And that's a dangerous thing. It led to abuse and it led to the poor response. On celibacy, it's not so much celibacy in itself that I have the big problem with. For example, I have no problem with the celibacy of a Mother Teresa. But I have problems when a young man goes into the priesthood with the best of motives, but then after a year or two finds the whole celibacy thing really oppressive, and from that moment on is living an unwanted, unaccepted celibacy. And I find that really dangerous, and I think that needs to be changed.
You also talk about the lack of a strong feminine influence in every aspect of the church.
Yes,
which I think a lot of people share your concerns about that. What would you like to see?
Well, almost every woman shares it, but so do lots of men.
Mm.
It's not just the ordination of women, though I think that comes in. It's more than that. It's that the feminine needs to be interwoven through the entire texture of the church from top to bottom. A whole presence of women and of their values, their ways of thinking at every level in the church.
Bishop Robertson, you talk about reaching out to victims. In Victoria, we have a Royal Commission. I mean, nationally, there's a Royal Commission. In your book, how do you advise the church to do that, separate to the processes that are already in play?
Well, I welcome the Royal Commission. It will really investigate the church and uncover a lot of stuff and hopefully come up with some very strong recommendations. But the point I'm making in the book is that even three commissions can't go far enough because they can't identify and eradicate the very causes of abuse. I think the church has to do that itself. It has to look at any and all of these things. For example, you're not going to get a commission to talk about moral immaturity. I don't think it can get into those matters.
That's got to come from the church.
I think it has to. And in any case, these commissions are all Australian and they can't really give orders to a worldwide church.
Mm. But
they can only say things that must happen in this country.
Which is clearly of relevance for Australians and particularly, you know, Australian victims. And I certainly understand your desire to change the moral paradigm, I guess, around sexual behaviours for priests. Just as a bit of backstory, my father was an Augustinian. He trained in the priesthood in Rome when he was a young lad, and he left the church pretty much for this reason, because he wanted to have children and he couldn't reconcile wanting to love a woman and have all that goes with that and a family and his relationship with God. And eventually he was presented with a choice and he chose love, which I've always found kind of strange, because it's my understanding that God is love.
Oh, indeed, yes. And it's sad that he was presented with that sort of choice years ago. I mean, these are the very things that I want to see really looked at by this council that I'm calling for.
Well, you're also wanting to shine a light on the mission of the church. The mission of the church has been perceived, because of this abuse and the concomitant cover-ups, to have been more about protecting the church than having a mission of inclusiveness and love, as we say, and following the teachings of Christ.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's done untold damage to the church.
Mm.
For that very reason, that it's perverted the very reason the church exists, the whole purpose of its being. Even if everybody in the church acted perfectly, it would still take decades and decades to get over this. And even that's if everyone acted perfectly.
A council, if the Pope responds to the petition and calls for a council, this will take time. What could the Pope do in the short term? You talk about the oath of loyalty that priests have to take.
Well, the bishops have to take.
The bishops have to take.
He could use that and he could say, you've taken an oath of loyalty to me, an oath to God. Very well, from this moment on, in keeping that oath, you must reach out to victims of abuse, deal with offenders, all of that. If you don't, you've broken your oath of loyalty to me. I think that would... See, I think so far, that oath of loyalty has worked against victims because previous popes were so silent. And whereas if this pope came out and said that, I think it would have a very big effect. He could also say to bishops, if any decision you've made in the past has led to a minor being abused, then I want you to offer your resignation to me right now, because I don't believe the Catholic people want such bishops any longer in active roles in position in the church. So if, however innocently you did it, however whatever you thought at the time, if a decision you made led to a minor being abused, then offer me your resignation and I'll accept it. I think that would be a very dramatic step for him to take. The third one I'd like from him is to look around him at the Vatican. Remember, he's for the Church of the Poor, and get rid of, not get rid of, but sell off whatever he can sell off of some of the artistic treasures. He can't sell most of them because they're murals. They're painted onto the wall, and you can't, you know, remove them without destroying them.
Mm.
But there are other things that he could, and I think that would be a very significant gesture if he sold off those and dedicated the money to assisting victims in different places in the world.
But how much power does he actually have, Bishop Robinson, to override the bishops who are around him and the powers that are around him within
the
Vatican?
Well, that's really the main reason why I'm calling for a council.
Right.
Okay. I think that to make certain changes, a pope can do it.
Mm.
To make very big changes, I think a pope needs a council. It can do things that he alone can't do for the very reason you've given. But that's also why I'm asking that there be large numbers of lay people as members of the council.
So that it's transparent in the way that it achieves its mission statement.
Sorry, say again.
So it needs to be transparent in the way that it goes about achieving its business.
Yes, it needs to be transparent in what it does, and the council would have to be too. It would have to be open, people would have to see what's going on, and, you know, an open council. That's what I'm asking for.
So tell us, Bishop Robinson, where can people find your petition?
Well, it's an internet petition, and it's available on change.org/for Christ's sake, as one word. That's change.org/for Christ's sake.
And are you hoping that only Catholics will participate, or,
no,
or it's open to anyone?
Anyone can sign, but there is a question there, are you a Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to know how many Catholics are asking their own pope to set up a council to do all this. Are you a Catholic does not mean do you come to Mass every Sunday. It means have you ever been baptized into the Catholic Church at any time in the past, whether you left it or what, you're free to tick, I am a Catholic, and vote.
Well, Bishop Robinson, we thank you very sincerely for joining us tonight. It's very encouraging that you have the courage to make these calls, and I sincerely hope that as many people as possible take advantage of your openness and your intention and join change.org/for Christ's sake. There's a double S in there, for Christ's sake.
Which we will Facebook and tweet very shortly.
And that the book is widely read and disseminated. So thank you, Bishop Jeffrey Robinson, for your time this evening.
Thank you for your support.
All the best. Thank you.
Good.
It's coming up to 28 minutes past seven. That's a very intelligent man with a real passion for social change, and I think it's a real thrill to have talked to him tonight.
Indeed, and a little ray of sunshine in what's just been, you know, part of the appalling news cycle that we're in.
Absolutely. This is a man who is speaking a different language around the abuse culture in the church, and he's bringing it back to culpability and he's bringing it back to God.
Interestingly, he is on record as having said he was abused.
Okay.
As a young man.
Well, before we go to some messages, we have had a message from Sarah in Noble Park. And she said, "Hello, Joy. I love what you're talking about. And I was one of those kids and they can't find the paperwork. She can't get her day in court and she's fairly pissed off about that. And her lawyer isn't able to do anything further for her. Sarah, thank you for sharing that information with us. We do encourage you to get on board to change.org/forChristsake. Have your say, make some noise and we will do all we can to assist the social media in promoting that."
Well, Geoffrey Robinson is trying to get a people's movement happening. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
He's leading the charge. Let's go to some messages.
Ethel Chop here. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Idiot.
Nones.
I don't like the way she talks to me.
I feel a little bit, you know, unsettled by her crankiness.
I think she's an idiot too.
And yet it feels vaguely familiar.
In fact, it could be me. Someone's pretending to be my old lady voice, idiot.
It's your drag queen voice, Nones.
Well, there's several of those. Now, the next song.
Yes.
Is by an artiste called Lana Del Rey.
Uh-huh.
From an album in 2012 called Born to Die.
Yeah.
It's an Australian album, obviously. Born today, not yesterday.
It's cheerful.
Is this the summertime of the Gershwin variety, as in summertime?
No, it's not.
And the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high.
The cotton is high.
One of these mornings, you're going to wind up singing. It's not that one? Would you
Sadly,
like it to be?
No.
Why are you all laughing?
Because you're fabulous. Oh. No, this is just a...
And then I do an octave jump. Summertime.
So hush, little baby. Don't you cry. The boys are reeling because their headphones are, you know, up high on the volume.
Well, that's not my problem. If they've got high headphones, that's not my problem. So how could Lana Del Rey possibly sing a song called Summertime if it's not that?
Well, I don't know how she can eclipse it, but I guess we're going to find out.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Summertime. Sadness.
You totally stuffed up the intro.
Well, I only read
you don't
the
have
top line.
Radio training. That's why.
I know.
You can't even read a running order. What are you
lying? Well, I can, but it looks like a different subject. It's got summertime, and then 2.5 lines later, it says sadness.
I think you're overstating the line spacing.
It was a request for Roxy, who's listening. Shout out to Roxy. And let's hope she has wintertime happiness to make up for
nice.
Her summertime sadness. Aww.
Look, we've had a message from the lovely Ross.
I bet we have.
Yes.
Saying get off.
He says, "Hi, Noni and Serena. I've just caught your show and I'm sad to learn it's the last time I'll hear your bountiful banter. Crazy crooning, Noni.
That's me.
And insightful interviews. Thanks
That's
for
you.
A great 30 minutes. All the best." Thank you so much, Ross. Just stay tuned to social media. We're going to talk about a new show pretty soon. So.
Somehow.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, stay tuned. It is 22 minutes to 8. We don't really have anything new to talk about, so I just thought we'd talk about ourselves.
Well, that's new. Every day is a fresh new day.
Oh, you know, never a day free of pain.
And she never married.
That's what Noni said to me on the way here in the car.
Kerry Walker, the wonderful actress who's very underused, used to say that. That was a couple of comments of her mother's that they would say, "Oh, she's never had a day free of pain and she never married."
She never married. My mum's favourite comment when I was a child was, "Well, that was straight from charm school."
Oh, really?
Because I was lacking in some of the graces.
Oh, my mother used to say, "Don't let people know what you really like." Too late for that now.
Yeah, maybe she didn't.
What? What are you buttoning up there? Let it out.
Well, what if she'd tuned in tonight?
It would have been a miracle because she died
dead.
In 2000, a long time ago.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping you'd follow that through.
Yes, I did. Bishop Robinson has a lot of power, but not that much, I suspect. No, she wouldn't be happy.
Really?
She would not be happy. No, she used to say after Monkey Grip and various other things in which I appeared nude,
"I want to do something I can be proud of." Yes.
Oh, God, she sounds really miserable.
So this wouldn't be one of those things. She would have been proud of the media training.
Oh, but not the radio one because you haven't done that.
No, that's right. Clearly not. Clearly not.
Oh, my God.
Has anyone rung up yet?
No, look.
Or is Gordon off the desk?
Gordon's on the desk and he's looking chipper and cheerful as always.
Give the number again, Serena.
Look, it's 1300-JOY-949. Ask for Gordon. You can also send us a text message on 0427-JOY-949. Please send us an email on air@joy.org.au.
Yes, there's only 20 minutes to go and then we'll be gone forever from these airwaves.
From these airwaves. Yes. Any highlights from your time at Joy 2.5 years?
None. No, that's not true. I actually really enjoyed talking to Bishop Robinson tonight because it shone a little bit of light, as I said, on a really vexed and painful issue that needs to be dealt with. And as he points out, you know, someone once said to me, oh, what good can I do about a certain issue?
And if everybody thought that, social change would never happen.
Yeah. I mean, a crowd is just a bunch of individuals who've got together. So, you know, whether you're Catholic or not, I reckon get on that website and sign the petition. And, you know, wouldn't it be amazing if we got 5 million people on this petition to send to the Pope? Because there were squeaks that he was going to be a different kind of Pope.
Unless, of course, it relates to anything that's of a homosexual flavour.
Well, change is a-coming.
Change is a-coming. Well, you know, I wonder, you know, if Bishop Robinson is successful in gaining the attention of the Pope and forming this really wonderful council that will have not just, you know, religious folk, but will have a whole range of humans on it.
Humans? What are you saying?
Well, I just wonder...
Lay people.
You know, I just wonder if it means that, you know, when he talks about sort of that strangeness as it relates to morality, that if I just think having intimate relations is a really important part of life.
Mm.
And if nuns and priests can, you know, go and get their freak on, I think there's a lot to be gained from that. I mean, you're a lot happier in life when you have intimacy, I think.
Yeah, and I think...
And I'm not being crude, but I'm...
No. I'm just kind of... Never let it be said.
Oh, my God.
When I was talking to him, it actually brought to mind John Patrick Shanley's amazing play and film script Doubt, which was set in the 60s in New York.
Fantastic script.
And it really pointed out, I was so interested to hear the bishop talk about, you know, increasing the feminine influence in the church, because it's long troubled me how could any female adhere to the teachings of the Catholic Church that imply, if not say, you are inferior.
Mm.
You are not as good as us blokes and you can't hold any position of power.
But you can be there just to fill up the numbers and to be of service when we're not available.
Mm. Yeah, no, I really got a lot out of that. I can't remember any other thing that came out of Salt and Pepper because it's all a blur.
Mm.
But it's been lovely getting to know you.
Oh, we've become very firm friends.
We have, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Very firm friends.
Indeed. Look, I do think the culture of misogyny in the church is worth discussion, and the culture of misogyny more broadly, particularly in Australia, and particularly
in the world.
Well, and also, but I would also talk about it in the media world.
Well, it's everywhere, you know, and I'm really annoyed to hear people say, "Oh, Julia Gillard, you know, she brought on this gender war thing herself by raising the subject." No, she didn't. She was just saying what goes on everywhere for every woman. Every day of every week, month and year. You know, we are considered inferior by so many people and we're patronised and we're marginalised. And, you know, if someone else calls me feisty, I will freaking well smack them in the chops.
Lay them out. Case in point, tonight in the studio, you and I are one of three women in the whole studio, in the whole station.
Well, that's no joy.
One of three women.
So FM stands for freaking males, does it? Isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. But, you know, case in point, it's absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
We are three females.
And it's not the only radio station guilty of that. It's certainly not the only television station guilty of that. Tracy Spicer, is it, who writes such wonderful articles about misogyny in the television industry, well worth looking up. You know, that these things are being addressed slowly, but far too slowly. You know, I'm just sick of being patted on the head and told I'm one of those feminists.
If I'm not identifying as a feminist, then I'm less than again as a woman. Do you know what I mean? There's that whole, you know, the. It's just, oh, look, Matt's just, I'm sorry for the break in transmission. Matt has just held up a sign, which I need him to hold up again because I couldn't read it.
No, you need his text,
Matt. It says, FM female hosts are being made out as
ditzy.
Ditzy. Yeah, she says that she can't read it, which inevitably comes across as ditzy. So thank you so much for sharing, Mr. Matthew Nock. I'm going to kick the shit out of you at 8 o'clock. But misogyny is interesting to me. It is like a plague.
Well, and it's the wider application of that is just people being horrible to each other, full stop.
Based on your genitals.
Well, based on the fact that you think you're special and that someone else isn't quite so special as you. It's a sense of entitlement, whether it's to do with gender, race, whatever it's to do with, it's wrong and it's got to stop. And that's one of the things that I just love about the new technology, because all of a sudden it's empowering people who've previously not had access to a forum or somewhere to speak to actually go, oh, my God, I'm not alone. Oh, my God, there's people all over the world who
feel like I do.
Yeah, and all of a sudden we're getting things like 1 in 3 women have been abused, you know, usually by a domestic partner worldwide. It's going to stop. And we'll only stop it if we talk about it and call a spade a spade.
Well, and that's what we're doing here tonight on Salt and Pepper. It's 14 minutes to 8. We need to go to some messages, Nones.
Oh, is that me?
That is. Oh, can we do? She wants to do her live read now. Go on then, okay. Love. Drum roll.
That was my heart beating. Did you know there are over 50 Joy programs now available via podcast? It's true. And did you know that they are all readily available right now? Well, not right now because we're talking via the new and improved Joy website? You betcha! Exclamation mark. Our amazing program production team, over 25 volunteers, work hard each week for nothing to reproduce the best of our live programming in podcast form so you can listen in when you want, where you want. Simply head to joy.org.au and click on the Programs tab to find our latest podcast episodes. Easy. Thanks to Joy's program production team, just one of the hardworking volunteer teams. Oh, it's a long sentence. Bringing you joy 24 hours a day,
corrupt.
7 days a week. That would be a hard ask, wouldn't it?
Well, it's a very hard ask for volunteers, I think, when they're not being paid or honoured. Yeah, it's kind of a big call.
Volunteering can be a double-edged sword.
Indeed, it's typically a thankless task, in my opinion.
It can be.
More messages.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
It's 12 minutes to 8. Oh, my God, 12 more minutes. We've got a caller, Nones.
Excellent.
Put him through. Hello, what's Hello. Your name?
Hello, my name is Matt.
Another Matt.
Oh, my God, you sound a bit gay.
I'm just calling because I feel sorry for you. Nobody else called, so I thought I'd just, you know...
How do you know that? Say, we could have just decided we weren't taking any calls briefly.
Lots of people called, but they were unsuitable.
I know how desperate you are for attention. So I know that you would take every single call that came through. So don't start with me. I know you too well. So I'm just calling to say, vale to Salt and Pepper.
Thanks, love.
And, you know, it's going to be a missed show. I think it's sad, but also you two together, as you both know, are lovely and hilarious. And I look forward to hearing you together on the radio very soon.
Coming soon to some radio waves out there.
And we'll never take a call from you again.
Yeah. I'm
a bit upsetting.
I'm just a bit off you right now.
That's not true. And on the way home, Colin says some sticky date pudding, and that's not a euphemism for anything.
Yeah, that sounds a bit gay to me. Oh, my God.
Gay as.
Look, thank you, Matt, for joining us tonight on this last show. And for those of you listening, Matt joined me as a co-host last week. So
and no one rang when he was on either.
Yeah, well, they did. But we had to hang up because we didn't think Matt was suitable.
Nona, you just kept calling, so I thought I'd just have my turn tonight. So.
Oh, dear.
All right, Matt.
Have fun, ladies.
Thanks,
love
darling.
You both.
Love
Thank you.
Family. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We do have a message, Noan. It's a question for you.
What makes you think you can do radio? Yeah. Is that the question?
Oh, well, you haven't had the training. So it's a question for Noni from a great fan. Hello, great fan. Were you born a Catholic? Oh, his name's Nick, and he's a collapsed Catholic. I wonder if he meant to write lapsed. Well, maybe he's collapsed. I hope he's okay. Noni, were you a Catholic?
No, never. I've never been a Catholic.
I'm a Catholic, but I'm lapsed. Collapsed.
No, Catholicism did not enter into my upbringing.
I don't really get my God on at all.
Okay. What do you want me to say to that?
Well, bugger all. Matt, have we got time for another song? Okay, I'm going to have to cue it up.
It's not Lana Del Rey again, is it?
No, it isn't.
Or
it
Delta
isn't.
Von Twist or any of those people.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
It's because it says farewell.
Oh, I was thinking about this on the way in. It's
so was
totally
I.
Camp. It's so long farewell, isn't it?
Yeah.
When goodbye. Goodbye.
Abyssinia Samar.
Cuckoo.
How come you know it so well? You haven't been to one of those sing-along Sound of Music nights,
No, that's just too gay even for me. No, it is 3 minutes to eight. We're making way for Lefty Pinko's. We are saying so long, farewell, advitas and goodbye.
Till the next time.
Till the next time. Keep an eye on my Twitter, at Serena E. Ryan, to see developments and the next show that's coming through. I need to have a heartfelt thank you out to Matt Nock, who has been our technical producer and who is just the best guy
ever.
That's
the crowd going wild. He's been wonderful.
Walking away from Joy with a new friend, both in Matt Thompson and Matt Nock. Matt Thompson, thank you for doing our social media. I also need to do a very, very big thank you to Greg Adkins, who actually backed our show really early on, and he used to come in really late at night and panel it for us, and he just supported us and helped us craft our show to a place where we were really proud of it. So it's the end of an era. It's a good thing. Thank you to everybody who's tuned in over the last 2.5 years. We really, really appreciate it, and we wish you all the best.
And thank you for asking me to
and
be part of it
you.
Too. I've enjoyed it very
thank,
much.
Well, you were my last thank you. So thank you for everything.
My pleasure. Absolute pleasure, treasure. And let's hope your team wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have one.
If you have one.
Which I don't.
Me either. I don't
Couldn't
even know what you're
less.
Talking about. Whatevs. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.